In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maradanoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. And we are extremely pleased to let you know that Shag Maradanoid is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Sorry, what?
We now have a podcast with adverts on. It's taken over a year. This is a really big day.
I'm not happy about this. No.
I thought you knew about this.
We have had lucrative sponsors since day one.
Right, we haven't.
You've poo-pooed them and you've took the piss and it's hurtful. And the spot, you know what, I have, the amount of shit I've had to deal with from these lucrative sponsors.
Really?
From you.
Oh, sorry, door handles being in touch again, have they?
Yeah. Don't even think I did that one, but fair enough.
Cup handles, was that one?
Well, don't know, I'll have to look through my file of facts.
I'll have to look
through my bank statement.
It'll be empty, mate. It'll be blank as out.
Listen, we have lucrative sponsors from me. They are banging the door down. They're queued up outside. They're breaking the lockdown rules to sponsor this. And you are poo-pooing them. I'm fuming.
So, all right, well, I'll tell you what.
Dear listener, you might have heard some bollocks before this about some crap that someone's selling. Fake news, fake sponsor. Hashtag fake sponsor. The only sponsor you need to know about is draws.
No, you can't still do them, Chris.
I beg your pardon.
You can't.
Oh, so you've got a real sponsor now, Rosie, and you're going to get a few more quid, eh? And these have all got to listen to sponsors, and they're losing some great comedy, eh? In the middle of it.
It's just not. It's not what it
How
is, Chris.
How dare you? Hey. Drawers. Hey.
Right.
Like a little flat cupboard that you don't need to look all the way in the back of or move anything, because when you pull it, all of it comes out. It's like a tray that disappears. Drawers.
That's exactly what it is. Not like that.
I haven't done the slogan.
Is it? Oh, great.
There's a slogan. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Put your stuff in them. That's drawers. Put your stuff in them.
When I saw you on your laptop earlier,
yeah.
Is that what you were doing?
Possibly.
Put your stuff in them. Great. Listen,
possibly.
Well done.
Thank you.
But we'll less of that next week. Thank you.
Nope. More of this.
Absolutely not going to have this. More. Listen, shush. Hush your mouth. Here's the jingle.
That's upsetting. 3 weeks of this.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, and welcome back to this week's Shag Maradanoid.
Hello.
I hope you're all right. What a fucking mess.
I mean, literally grounded. We've literally been grounded.
I know.
It's mad times. We're not going to dwell on it too much because you know what's been lovely, guys? You lot have been saying how much you've enjoyed the podcast, how much you sort of, I don't want to use the word needed, but how people have been saying they literally needed the podcast at this point. So we're going to talk about it for 5 minutes or so and then we're just going to move on. But
we'll
have to talk about it because imagine just doing one like,
everything's
not
fine, nothing's happening, nothing's going on.
Have you ever seen that scene in Shaun of the Dead? where they're flicking through the news and it's like loads of, they're flicking through the channels and it's loads of really horrible things about the news. And then T4's always on. It's at the beginning of the film and at the end, the flick through and it's just like, millions dead, and then it's just Vernon Key interviewing someone as if it's never happened. See, it happens at the beginning of the movie and it happens at the end as well.
You do this with films all the time.
Right.
You remember certain parts. I never remember anything specific from a film.
You don't remember anything specific from a film?
Not like that.
So you didn't just put Little Rascals on this afternoon and sing most of the fucking songs?
That's in me. That's in me older
that's in your
memory.
That's in your memory. That's in your memory.
No.
Fuck me. Listen. You, Chris, you always remember stuff. Well, that Little Rascals thing? Yeah, that was in me memory. Jesus.
No, but that's in...
3 weeks.
What's it called? Is that me long-term memory or my short-term memory? Because they flick them round.
Yeah. Well, what? No, they don't.
Because if you're short-sighted, it means you can't see really far away. But if you, isn't it?
But yeah, but I'm just wondering where this is going.
I think if it's in your short-term memory, that'll be from ages ago, and your long-term memory is just like yesterday. Is that
no?
Not right?
That's the opposite. What
so
the
it
hell?
Is? So it's correct in memory, but in sight, it's not correct. Is that
I
right?
don't know what's happening here. Are you all right? Have you lost your mind?
I don't think I'm
Rosie,
okay, Chris.
We've only been
I'm
locked down
okay.
for a day.
We haven't. We've been in for a week.
Yeah, well, we stayed in for a while.
Because we're well behaved,
yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
We listened.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to everyone who went out at the weekend, down the beaches and the pubs and that, you fucking knobs.
Wrecked it for us good ones.
Idiots. Idiots. So we're all locked down now. Locked up, they won't let me out. No. I hope everyone's all right.
Me too.
Hope everyone's having
genuinely.
A nice little time. Trying to be the most. I saw a tweet that said, a lot of people are saying, like, you know, people had to go to war back in the day and we've just got to stay in the fucking house. Which,
it's very true.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I just don't think they had to take the kids to war with them. That was the only thing.
Yeah, that is the point.
Because we are stuck in that. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, please don't tweet us because I can't be arsed. But I'm not trying to minimise war here. But,
you know,
we're stuck
you've
at home.
Finally wore her down. You've wore her down. You know, Rose used to have her DMs open on Insta.
Oh, that's not fucking, anymore.
That's finished now.
Now you twat. Sending me shite. Oh, I can't be arsed. What was I going to... The funniest tweet I've seen regarding the old C word.
Yeah, yeah.
And not the good one.
Right.
The corona.
We knew what you meant.
Virus.
Great. Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. The best one I seen was when somebody, when they shut the theatres and everything.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, kept the theatres open during the Blitz.
Yeah.
And people were like, yeah, well, you can't catch Blitz.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It really made us laugh.
Yeah. The whole thing of having it, like, everyone's saying work from home, and it's like, yeah, work from home. Oh, by the way, your kids are there as well.
How is this possible?
As this is happening now, so we're recording this podcast. I'm looking at the clock now. It's just before 8 o'clock. It's at time of record, it's Tuesday, 8 o'clock at night, and I've just had to go and put Robin to bed and then do it because you just can't do it during the day. It's impossible to do it during the day.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't do anything while he's here. Honestly, when this is all over, I'm going to look into boarding nursery, see if it's a thing.
It absolutely is a thing.
Boarding nursery. Yeah, send him there.
Would you?
Yeah, send him boarding nursery. So, well, he does all, he only gets mornings or whatever, but he can sleep over at the nursery and then just stay there.
For I mean, I'm not down for that.
No?
Personally.
I'm up for that.
But just actual normal nursery and school would be good enough for me.
Oh, God.
But listen, we're moaning about it, but we are well behind it and let's just stay inside, get this done and dusted. We'll all have an orgy at the end.
No, I
will be orgy level because I really miss hugging people now.
Yeah, can I please opt out of the orgy now? If you'd like to opt out of the orgy, put your hand up.
Are you sure? You've got another 3 weeks.
100%.
You might change your mind. If you opt out now, there's
Rosie,
no coming
I'm
back.
I'm going to keep all this social distancing. I'm going to keep this as long as I can. I mean, staying in the house in that lockdown, awful, but not shaking hands, fine with that.
Well, you're
not
hugging strangers. Because I'm going to go the other way.
You know what's going to be really weird? When this is all over and I phone Domino's and I still go, can I have the no contact delivery? And they go, you know that's finished. And I go, no, just leave it on the fucking grass and piss off.
You'd be like Kevin McAllister.
You possible dirty sod. Yeah, I will be, yeah. Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
You filthy animal. Happy New Year. cheers, by the way, Plonk.
Cheers, Plonkcast.
I've been drinking every day.
I've been drinking every day. Every day.
Had my first glass of wine at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, structure.
Oh, honestly.
Routine.
Yeah. I did it I did a little a timetable for the house. I wrote a timetable for the house, and 4 o'clock it says glass of wine.
Yeah. Got to be done.
So, yeah, we're going to take it in shifts.
If we're going to get anything out of this, we might as well get ourselves a bit of gout. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking
forward
to.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Gout-a-rama. Rosie, the damage that this is going to do to my liver is fucking... The coronavirus will not be able to touch the damage that I'm going to do to myself on this.
Yeah.
With, I mean, I just ate... I got them from Marks and Spencer's the other day when I went there. I just ate a tray to myself of... They were called dirty fries.
They were.
It actually had written on the packet, dirty fries.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Dirty
It was like
fries.
Chunks of potato, like sort of almost wedges. Monterey Jack cheese, jalapeno sauce, loads of cheese stuff. It was like, it was just for four people. I ate it on my own out of the tray like an animal. Oh.
It was horrible.
I felt sad for about an hour after I did that.
Do you know when you were, I did not, sorry, I just switched off there.
Right.
When you were talking.
Really?
I don't mean the
That's a fucking great advert for the podcast.
I was thinking.
Wow.
I was just thinking about coronavirus.
Oh, okay, yeah. The third person in this relationship.
that prick. Babadoo, 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 ba. Just quickly, while we're talking briefly about children being at home.
Yeah.
Obviously, Robin, our little boy, he's only four. And I don't really want to explain to him that there's a pandemic and, you know, people might die and people have died. And I just don't think he doesn't need to know that much.
Rosie, I've just been telling him to some holidays.
Yeah.
I've just been saying to some holidays.
Well, I did tell him because he's washing his hands loads, obviously, and I've just told him it's coronavirus.
Right.
So he doesn't really know what it is.
Great.
But I just said it's just for germs and we're just washing my hands. And did you know that? I don't think you were in the room. So the other day, must have been about 2 days ago, he was just about to have his dinner and I was like, can you go wash your hands, please? He was like, oh, Mom. And I was like, Robin, please go wash your hands. And as he was going to wash his hands, he was going, oh, coronavirus.
That's so a four-year-old funny. Capturing the mood of the
Absolutely,
nation there.
Mate.
Bloody coronavirus.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I was supposed to do the One Show this week.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be hosting One Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week alongside Alex Jones. And I went down Friday, last Friday, and I did it. And it was...
Go on.
What?
I was just going to say, this might sound silly, and I'm sure I said it to you when you were on your way home. I was really proud of you for doing that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, just because you are health anxiety mad.
Yeah.
And you're actually dealing with this whole thing really well.
Yeah.
Because I know how anxious you get. You've got anxiety anyway, but I think... in a health way and like germs and if people follow your stand-up, they know that you are like a health, like, you know,
germaphobe
and all that. So this is kind of like your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And the fact that you went down to London on Friday and did that, I was really proud of you. And I was like, oh my gosh, you can tell his tour's being cancelled. Desperate
for work. Well, I got to be honest with you, right? I got the train down. Carriage was empty. Didn't see a single soul. Only had a standard ticket, sat in first class, ready to upgrade when the train guard came round, as I always do. No train guards.
Oh, boom,
free
yeah.
First,
a pow, pow.
Free first class, bitches. So that was good. Same on the way back.
Nice.
BBC were all over it. Everyone was 2 metres apart. There was a doctor there. It was very reassuring. They handled themselves really incredibly. But while I was there, they announced pubs and bars and restaurants closing. And I was like, this isn't good. And then I said, I got home afterwards on the Friday and I was like, look, I don't think it's good for me to go down next week in case we get locked down. Bada bing, we get locked down on Monday. I'd have probably been stuck in London. So that's, you know, that's what I did. But it's one of those things. I was on the One Show on Friday night. And
are you going to talk about what I think you're going to talk
about? I am going to talk about what you think
we're
talking
about.
I'm going to bring it up, right? Because even though we're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic and countries are locked down and people are dying by their thousands... BBC got 12 emails during the One Show because I was sitting with my legs open.
Complaints, wasn't it?
Fucking maniacs. Maniacs. 12 emails? Not tweets. Emails. The One Show's only on for half an hour. No longer takes to open up your laptop and get your emails out.
Or
maybe they did it on the phone, but fuck a duck.
Crazy.
12. But the producer told us, halfway through, he was like, can you sit with your legs crossed? Because apparently you're sitting with your legs open and people are... We've had 12 emails saying that, man spreading.
Is it mansplaining or manspreading? Manspreading?
Sorry, is this a trap?
Or mansplaining, that's when men explain things.
Are you fucking joking?
Oh, Chris,
were you
I'm
trying
sorry.
To get me
no.
to explain, to no. mansplain? Was that?
I swear. I promise. Promise. I am, Chris, I'm fucked. I'm absolutely, I'm like damaged goods right now. I swear to God. I think everybody is on the same page. Yeah. I don't know where I'm, honestly, I don't know if I'm coming or I'm going.
It was nearly evil genius. I thought you were trying to get us to mansplain to you what manspreading was.
No, and then I assure you. I know what manspreading is.
I guarantee you, hundreds of men listening now went, don't fucking tell her it's a trap. don't explain to her what mansplaining is.
As if I would ever, ever let you get away with mansplaining.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah.
But as your wife, I didn't find it offensive that you had your legs open. And I didn't really notice.
Like I had fucking sports shorts on or a Y-front or a fucking skirt. I had jeans on.
The world don't know how big your ding-a-ling is, Chris.
Well, I was just trying to let them all, see how tiny it is.
Poor Alex.
Well, that's the thing.
We
had to sit 2 meters away from each other. So it was really weird. And I was like perched on the edge of the sofa. They got a fucking measuring tape out and they measured the 2 meters. Yeah, it was all on. But then the doctor was there and everything. It was all above board and perfect. And I just was like a little chimp just on the edge of the little seat with my legs open.
And in your defense as well. Mm-hmm. And listen, guys, you know this must be pretty serious if I'm sticking up for him. Your anxiety must have been through the roof.
Oh, God,
down there.
Worst bit was the producer came in me halfway through the show, just as there was a video on, going, right, Chris, we've had some emails. Can you close your legs? And I was like, sorry, what? And I could hardly hear him. And I'm going, what? And I'm walking towards someone else and I'm too close. So as he's telling me that they've had emails about me dick and me crotch, the doctor's going, 2 meters, stay 2 meters away. Fuck me. It was crazy. Like, get me on that empty train on the first class free out of here, baby.
Listen, I'm glad you're back.
Yep.
And big love, big genuine big love to everybody who's still at work right now.
Massive shout out to everyone at the One Show, Alex especially, everyone there holding down the fort, entertaining and informing mm-hmm. during this tough time.
NHS.
Oh God,
teachers,
it goes without saying.
All the services.
Delivery guys. Postmen.
Shop workers.
Postmen. Listen, this couldn't have come at a better time for me because, to be fair, whenever delivery guys knock on the door, a postman knock on the door and they've got something to give you, sometimes they hang around for a bit of a chat. Now, perfect world. They literally threw it on the doorstep and fucking disappear.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
You are so unsociable.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, day to day. I need to warm up to it. Mm. Yeah. Why do you think I'm not in many dancing videos at the moment? Because you just knocked them out left, right and centre and I need to warm up to that. I need 3 hours.
Keep us going. And I don't want to, listen, I don't want to put you down here, but yeah. I'm a true performer.
Well, because you're still performing.
Just because I can just do it. I told you about when I broke up with an ex-boyfriend and I had to do a full 2:45 minute set with like tears rolling down my face, singing Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. It was very, very strange night.
That must have been.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. They were just streaming down my face. Because I just broke up with like a long-term boyfriend.
Right.
And I had to go to work. But, you know, most people go to work, have a cry in the toilet when they're in the office or whatever they do. I had to go on stage and sing and dance.
Yeah.
And I was just bawling my eyes out, but smiling at the same time. The poor people in the audience must have thought,
jeez.
Oh, that
must have been a rough night in the social club.
Oh, hey, Middlesbrough, the buffs, bless their hearts. Thinking, who's this lass having a breakdown?
This girl's on shuffle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Hello?
Hello, it's me, Barry. Listen, I can't talk long, I'm at work. Did me ma tell you about me doctor and side job?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you all, right? You know what's going on at the minute.
Right.
Stay in your house.
Right.
All right.
That means house.
We are busy. We are stored under and we are here for you lot and all you have to do is stay in the house. So I'm telling you now, right? You heard it from Barry. Stay in the house.
Is that a recorded audio of hospital background noise?
I'm at work, Chris.
Fuck me.
I'm ringing from the ward. Listen, man, if you listen properly, you'll be able to hear it.
I go on, turn the volume up. I go on, hold it close up to the mic.
Where does the sound come from?
She's just hit herself in the face with the laptop. She's just hit herself.
I've got to go.
Is that Bruce?
Oh, man. We need to do a video podcast. You fucking guys, she's just hit herself in the fucking bridge of her nose, above the bridge of her nose on her forehead, with the sharp corner of her MacBook.
Listen, Thank you, Barry. We all appreciate you. And we appreciate you guys so much right now.
I can't even.
And we're going to adhere that.
I can't
that,
even
that
keep up with the beef. So his ma said last week that he's a doctor.
Apparently he's a doctor. Came from the horse's mouth.
Fuck me. Right, what's your beef? Jesus.
Right, hang on. Let's just have a look at my little notepad.
I imagine you've got loads, have you?
Mate.
We've argued a lot in the past few days.
It's going to be fun.
Big love to everyone out there arguing. I don't even know if during this lockdown, I don't even know if beefs are a good idea for couples. I don't think sitting your partner down and telling them what's annoying you, because you can't even fucking go anywhere. Jesus.
Oh, well, I'm doing this.
Oh,
though.
Great. You're still doing them. All right. Yeah. Excellent. That's nice. Here
Do
we go.
You remember last week?
Yeah.
One of the first days of the isolation phase.
Yes.
When we were just, you know, it's like, listen, you can't go out much.
Yeah.
Very much just to the shops. And because we'd been in London and we'd been exposed to it a bit more, we were like, right, we need to kind of stay at home for a good week.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember what you said to me after that first day? Do you remember?
Yes.
You said, I'm a little bit upset. And I said, why are you upset? And you said, I just feel like you've ignored us a bit today. And I said, but I've been in the house with you. And you said, yes, but you've just been a bit distant. And I said, well, there's a pandemic going on. I'm not massively chatty. And you said, well, I'd just like it if we could just socialise a bit more. And I said, we've got fucking months of this, Chris. And you said, all right, well, I was just a bit upset. And I said, get over yourself.
Yeah, I do remember conceding quite heavily on that. My emotions were all over the place.
Got anything to say to me?
I said sorry on the day. You're not fucking getting another one.
I would like another
right
one.
Off. Bollocks. Listen. Bollocks to you. Your ass. Nah, I'll go and stand in the other corner of the house.
Oh, wow.
I'll ignore you.
Mate, I wish you would. That's what I was trying to do the other day. Kidding us. Follow us around like a little lost puppy.
Sometimes I just need a bit of attention, right? Don't forget, I was supposed to be on tour now, right? I was supposed to be on stage telling me jokes.
Tell us about it.
Having people...
Tell me about it.
Having people clapping, having people listening, having people laughing, having people going, hey, Chris, we like you. We're here because we like you, not fucking you. Sour-faced, sitting in the corner of the house.
Is that the only reason you do it? Oh, you here? Heard it first, yeah, guys. He's like a little fairy. Has to have claps to keep him alive.
Tinkerbell. 100% Tinkerbell. 100 fucking percent.
Don't pay him attention, he'll
Need the
die.
Claps to keep us alive. I do. Please, keep going.
Oh, bless you. Okay, well, you didn't explain that, and now it kind of makes sense.
Right, well, while we're here, my beef with you is, okay. Right, if we're going to be under lockdown for 3 weeks minimum, right, mm-hmm. you better yes. book your ideas up. I don't know how you keep doing it, but it's like the cordial.
No,
like
I knew it would be about the juice.
It's like the bottles of Robinson's cordial are trying to fucking escape the house somehow. No. So we've got a cupboard. We've got a cupboard on the corner
we've
of the kitchen island.
Cupboards,
we've got a cupboard on the corner. Don't be a dick. We've got a cupboard.
Don't you
the
be
corner.
A dick.
Hey, we've got a cupboard on the corner of the kitchen island. Right.
I'm looking at it now.
It's got two bits in it. It's shelves. Got a shelf in the middle. Nah, it's got one shelf. It's got two compartments in it, Rosie. It's got two sections. It's got one shelf.
Oh, yeah.
The one shelf like dissected into two compartments. Thank you. So the shelf's in the middle. Top part of the cupboard is kitchen roll. Yeah? Small note, my mum was in the supermarket the other day and heard a man say he's wiping his arse with kitchen roll. Don't do that if you're listening now. Don't wipe your arse with kitchen roll. It blocks the toilet and your arse rings.
Unless you just put it in a bin.
That's the worst. If you can put it in the bin, you can get in the shower and spray your arses. I don't know why anyone is using toilet roll in this day and age. Get in the shower, spray your arse. If you've got running water, you don't need bog roll. Anyway, top of the cupboard is kitchen roll. Great. Bottom of the cupboard is cordial. Squash, whatever. Right. If it's a really bad day, the cordial is next to the sink. The bottle is next to the sink, right? I think I might have mentioned that before, how much that fucking annoys us. But then sometimes you'll go and take it back to the cupboard and you'll put it on the top shelf in front of all the kitchen roll when clearly, so you take the orange out, you pour it, you take it back to the cupboard, right? Both its mates are on the bottom shelf. Summer fruits and blackcurrant, they're waving up going, cordial, orange. Mate, hello, you all right? And you fucking stick them on the top shelf.
It's further to bend. It's further to bend.
You're about 3'2", man. What are you talking about? Sick of it.
Do you know what? I know I do it. And listen, you can't change me. I'm not changing that. I'm sorry. I leave the juice out
but you know
because I have a lot of glasses of juice a day. Why didn't my skin so nice? because I drink lots of water with juice, right? And I right. leave it out, just like to leave it out, because then I'll just go back to it again. Yeah. Why put it in the cupboard when I've got to go back to the cupboard?
You do put it in the cupboard and you put it in the wrong bit, but do you know what the thing is, right?
It's nearer.
After we've recorded this, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty the cupboard, I'm going to put the kitchen roll on the bottom, and I'm going to put the cordial on the top. I fucking guarantee you start putting the cordial on the bottom.
Well, listen, maybe I was just here to test you. Come here to test you.
I hate you.
No, I won't. If you do that, I would like that, actually. Well, why didn't you just do that anyway?
Oh,
why
didn't you I'll say just it move everything around because you can't be arsed. Is that what I should do, eh? Eh? Should I put your fucking wardrobes on the bathroom floor because that's where you drop all your shit when you take it off? Eh? Christ.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we are getting divorced after this. This is ridiculous. You're saying it, you know, but I hate you. I hate you.
I think we're fucking cracked. I think we're cracked.
Oh, I love you, really.
I love you too.
All right, leave me juice alone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the pews and boop, the pews boop, with all the cues and they've got the cues from the pews.
Guys, as always, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for continuing to get in touch. I mean, then again, you've got more time on your hands now. But however, it's shagmodanoid@gmail.com. If you want to send anything, send us your questions, your dilemmas, your opinions, your stories, your poo stories, your office polls, although you're working from home now, so maybe you have to get an office email going. And anything, you know, your lockdown stuff, any problems that you're having for the next few weeks, and talk about stuff like that. Any of your lockdown problems, any of your beefs with your partner while in
There's
lockdown.
There's going to be so many. I mean, I've already got some. I've got a great one.
We have large chunks of the year when we are together in the house. This is just like, with the tour not happening, this is like me. It's like sort of me tour has been postponed and I'm still at home kind of thing.
It's horrible. But,
cool, I wasn't going to say that.
Sorry, what were you
going to
say?
Well, I was just going to say, fucking hell, I was just going to say, other people are literally out 9 to 5. More, if you're going to go, I mean, I know everyone works 9 to 5 and it annoys us. It does annoy us when the world thinks that everyone's hours are 9 to 5 when they're not. Like what really, I think I said this before, what really fucks me off more than anything is when like, I listen to the radio and it's like, Wednesday guys, halfway through the week. And you're like, oh, fucking loads of people work on a weekend, you dick. Anyway, some people don't see each other 9 to 5 during the day, 9 to 6, and they just see each other on the night, then at weekends. They are thrown to the dogs at the moment, man, kids as well. Shit, they're bad.
We can do it, though. We got this.
Yeah, we've
Listen,
got it.
Listen, 4 whole o'clock, country, you've glass all of got wine. It.
Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
Should we say, instead of cheers, should we say lockdown, bitches? Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
What was it? Lockdown, baby. Lockdown, my darling.
Lockdown, baby. Lockdown, my darling.
We can do this, everyone. Anyway,
yeah,
cues from
this.
The pews. Let's
we got
dance.
This, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, this is from a lady called Jane. Yeah. And I think she's talking about when we were talking about being buried or cremated.
Okay,
last
cool.
week.
Keeping it light.
Keeping
Carry on.
Light and bright. Hi, Chris and Rosie. You really do need to talk about this. It's important. You need to discuss whether you want to be buried or cremated.
Cool.
That's how it starts. My husband and I are at home together and he has been very ill, so it's something we have discussed. However, we rewrote our wills recently and the topic came up again. I want to be buried and I did suspect I must have been a witch in a previous life as I cannot bear the thought of being burned.
Wow.
Okay. My husband would also like to be buried, but this is his reason for that. He wants to be buried on top of me, his feet where my head will be. He just wants to think that his arse is rotting through my face.
Sorry.
And then at the end, just put, yes, we are still together after 23 years. Must be love.
He wants to be buried over the top of her.
So he wants
so his arse is over her face.
He wants his feet to go at her head so that his arse is like near her face and so he'll rot on her face. His arse will rot on her face.
What's his feet got to do with this? What's he talking about?
He must have really little legs.
I think she's just written it wrong, but okay.
I'm not sure.
So he wants to be buried so that his arse
basically
is
wants
basically...
to be.
He wants to be buried with his arse on her face, essentially.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
She's put a mobile number at the end if you ever want to ring her.
Why has she done that?
Not sure.
She's put a mobile
very
number.
Very sweet. I think it's just
really
a thing.
Really weird.
Just a thing, I
How
think.
Long has she been married? 23 years?
23 years.
Right, okay. So she's an older lady.
Yeah.
Thinks you need to well, put no. other forms of communication on an email.
But thank you, Jane. I did enjoy that. It made me laugh. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Rosie and Chris. Spare a thought for me, will you? I broke up with my husband of 11 years last week.
shit off.
We were making plans for him to move out when all this corona shit went down. Oh. Then our youngest daughter got a cough and we had to all go on lockdown in quarantine for 14 days.
God!
We are on day 3. Can you imagine what hell this is?
Jesus
God
Christ.
Help me.
I feel ill.
That's probably... How many million people is there in the world? 60? No, in the world? Oh my gosh, it's the world?
It's 8 billion, isn't it?
Can you imagine how many people last week were just talking about splitting up?
Jesus.
And now they're having to just live together and not leave the house.
That is absolutely... I read a thing online the other day, just on a random website, a story of some guy whose wife left him last week for someone she'd known for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So she left him last week and moved in with someone who she'd known for 3 weeks. And then they got locked down in America.
Oh my goodness.
So like, can you imagine that? That's like going on holiday with someone you've just met, but not
straight
a holiday.
Away. Yeah, but it would be a really panicked and horrible holiday where you can't leave the house.
No, I mean, a holiday is a terrible analogy. It would be awful. That would be like going to fucking prison with someone you just met. Can you imagine knowing someone for 3 weeks going, let's get together. Okay, hey, yeah, move in mine. Why not? Yeah, the sex is good. I don't really know. You haven't seen you have a shit yet. Haven't smelt your shit, but come on in.
Yeah.
Lockdown. You live with this person for the immediate future. Good God.
I bet there's so many people in that situation right now.
Oh, my God. So she's on day 3. So she just broke... See, because I've never understood... I mean, I suppose it's circumstantial, but I've never... I think I would rather go and live with my mum and dad again than go, right, we've broke up, but now we're still living
together.
Yeah,
but do you not understand? So the daughter's got a cough. So they all had to go on lockdown.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's even worse. That's like forced in. Do you know what I mean? Because I know some people break up and then they still live together and you go, what are you doing? You go, oh, yeah, I slept in this bed, but we're still married, whatever.
Yeah.
I would rather go and just live back in my mum and dad's house or something. You know what I mean? But that is, oh my God.
We are sparing a thought for you right now.
I mean, I've got to be honest. I think we're going to have to try and get some regular updates from her.
I know, yeah. Let me know how it's going, will you, in a couple of days.
Sitcom in the making, that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris and Rosie. I witnessed one of the most bizarre things ever on Pancake Day this year.
Sorry. What? I'd love to know that. So what is the criteria here? Is it one of the most bizarre things she's ever witnessed, ever? Or is it one of the most bizarre things she's ever witnessed on Pancake Day?
Oh, possibly the first one.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it was like, just something bizarre.
That is one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed on Pancake Day. Any other day, I would say, if that happened on Christmas, I'd say, nope, seen something weirder than that. But on my Pancake Days are beige.
My mum came over to make me and my family pancakes. She is the best at making pancakes and bought all the lovely fillings to go with them. Lemon, sugar, cinnamon, etc.
Okay,
that's what it says here.
It says mmm. She's wrote mmm.
She's wrote
Jesus.
Mmm. So it's more of like a hum than a hum. Mmm. It's like a hum.
Good. Yeah.
Them are my favourite as well. Lemon, sugar, cinnamon.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She made us all our delicious fluffy pancakes before sitting down to eat her own. I watched as she...
Fluffy, what you do? Drop them on the floor. Huh?
Fluffy, some people make... We make really thin, big ones.
Crepes.
We make them more crepe-a-la crepe, yeah?
Yeah.
Some people like fluffy, like American ones.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
She even wrote mom, so that she might be American.
Shit the bed.
Or...
Midlands. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Right. I watched as she sprinkled her sugar, cinnamon, and then squeezed her lemon. Lots of lemon pips fell onto the pancake, and then she did something very, very disturbing.
Right.
I mean, are you buckle in?
Oh, God.
Is that a word, buckle in? I don't know. Strap yourself in.
That's the one.
Strap on.
Look, you're just wasting time. Tell us. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Right. Instead of picking out the lemon pips, she proceeded to eat the pancake with them still in.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
She left them in.
What did she do?
Well, I asked her what the fuck she was doing. Mum. Right, Mum. Well, it's brummy. I can't even do it. All right, Bob.
I asked
All right,
her,
Mum, what the fuck
are you... What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you do brummy?
All
right, Bob.
Nah, not
Where
me.
Am
I
you?
I don't like getting put on the spot with accents.
Call yourself an actor.
No.
Yeah, literally don't.
No, so, that's not even on my CV.
You starred in a BBC One sitcom.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Lead role, still not on my CV. Not an actor.
Great. I mean, you're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to this profession.
Not an actor.
Right, okay. So I asked her what the fuck she was doing. She said she will just pick them out of her mouth.
Fucking
what
hell.
The actual hell? I watched in horror as she ate the whole pancake whilst picking the pips out of her mouth one by one.
God.
Why would anyone go to the effort of making a delicious pancake and then leaving the pips in? It would have taken her like 10 seconds to remove them and then enjoy her pancake in peace. I haven't looked at her the same way since. I don't blame you.
Yeah, no, that is weird. I don't like that at all.
My mum would do something like that.
Yeah, you would do something like that.
I wouldn't leave the pips in.
Yeah, look, fucking, I've seen you, man. You put a whole chicken in your mouth and spit the bones out, man. I've seen you.
But that's different. You know pips in that. I can't, you know, like orange juice with the pith. Ugh.
Honestly,
I can't stand it.
I'm so squeamish for stuff like that. I'm pathetic. Like, if I bite something and it's got a little bone in it, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
I think it's our generation. My mum's generation, they'll eat out. Oh, have you seen Sandra, speaking of chicken, have you seen Sandra with a chicken
your
carcass?
Your mum would eat a chicken carcass out of a bin.
I wouldn't she go
would.
That far.
She would. She would but go, she where's knows. That chicken? I'd go, I'll hide it in the bin. How long ago? 2 minutes. Right, aye, 2 minute rule. She'd be having it straight out. She'd be eating off the counter. A fucking cat.
Sandra, doesn't mean it.
No, I do mean it. I do mean it. Eh? Sandra, come round here and have a go if you think you're hard enough. Oh, you can't. You're on lockdown. See you after. What are you going to do, eh?
Oh, Sandra. Listen, I'll smack him for you. Can you just quickly tell the story about when your dad was younger? And because your dad had like four brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And he was your dad the oldest or the youngest? I can't remember.
Middle.
He was in the middle, but he just used to get left out all the time. And tell them about when he used to come in pissed and your nana had made a chicken.
Oh, God, yeah, no, it was a joint, it was like a joint of beef.
Yeah.
So he would come
a joint of beef.
Yeah, so there was loads of them. So the stories go, there was five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like on a Friday when the mom did the big shop, mm-hmm. they would just like gannets, they would come in, she would come in with a shop and they would just go for it. And so there would be like a bottle of milk and a massive box of Kellogg's cornflakes, mm-hmm. right? And the milk would run out before the cornflakes. Yeah. So they would have bowls of cornflakes with water on. By the end, it was just like there was cornflakes and just hauling a load like water out the tap and just eating it with the water. Mingers, right? And then he would come in drunk on a night, on a Saturday night, and should have already done like the beef joint or whatever mm-hmm. for the morning the next mm-hmm. day. And he used to get it, unwrap it.
I love that.
And he used to pick it up off the tray that it was on and eat the bottom of it. So we would bite away at the bottom and take like a few layers off the bottom and then put it back down. So it just looked like no one had ate it, but it was like fucking an inch shorter.
Amazing. Than when... like, listen, Bill. Just fantastic.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/acast. That's 15% off at burrow.com/acast.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, something bizarre happened yesterday, which made me wonder if there's other people that do this. Personally, I think it should be against the law.
Oh.
I love that when they're like something bizarre. I'm just like, what?
I love it when someone says they think something should be against the law, or they think someone should be in prison, because it's normally ridiculously over the top. Like the things I say people should be in prison for are just like minor grievances.
I mean, this is I definitely shouldn't be against the law, but I can see why she's annoyed. So I'm just going to clarify that I don't think this should be a law.
Right,
but
I'll be the judge.
It's ridiculous. Right, okay. So we were at work having a little retirement lunch for two of our nurses that are retiring this week. Amongst the craziness that is, you know, the C word, not the good one. That sounds like runt. The other one.
We all know beer. What you mean.
Oh, stop, sorry. Right. Yeah.
Jesus. The beer. Fuck me.
What we had planned to be of a buffet lunch turned into be a chippy lunch as the shops were practically empty.
Goodness.
We did, however, manage to seek out a few loaves of bread for a lush chip buddy. Lovely. Yum. Oh, she's put yum.
Jesus.
Yum. It's not descriptive.
It's like nice. Fucking children's authors are writing in.
Listen, we are currently writing a book. I need all the help I can get. There'll be a lot of and yum.
Fuck me, right. Yum. Apologies to everyone, yeah. Rosie's going to beef out the word count with yum and Jesus.
I really am. So
fucking Nigella Lawson writing in. yummy.
Whilst we were clearing up, I saw something that I'd never, ever seen before in my life.
Oh.
To my absolute horror, I noticed that one of the loaves of bread had a hole in the top of the packet.
Right.
When I saw that the end of the bread hadn't been unwrapped as you'd usually expect, I soon realised that someone had actually ripped the loaf of bread open from the top of the packet. The monster had put a hole in the top of the packet and ripped it open to remove a piece of bread. I was shooketh. Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
so you're looking down.
Like a toaster. They've put a hole in the top like a toaster and just pulled the slice out.
Yeah. As you look down at a loaf of bread, they haven't gone in the side with the little tag on.
Yeah.
They've just ripped it open at the top.
I think that's genius.
What?
I think it's fucking genius.
Why would you ever
do that?
Well,
I'll tell you why you would do that, right? Because you open a loaf of bread, you've got that shitty fucking bit at the front.
The crust.
Like a bit of MDF that no one ever wants. Although that I am eating now because, you know, the shops are closed. I had one the other day with cheese on toast on. It was sad as I was like eating a fucking roof slit.
Got her, babes.
Yeah, you got her now. But then the next one's always a bit shit as well.
It's always a bit drier, isn't it?
Yeah.
So never. I would give Robin that bit.
I'd do that as well.
Yeah, sorry, babes.
I do give them that bit.
So I'm do like, I.
If me and him are having bread and butter, I go past the crust thing,
and the next
little shitty bit, I go, you can have that chip, but you're not bothered.
He doesn't mind.
I have the nice soft bit.
No, it's fine. I think everybody does that. If you don't, then just pack it in.
What I'm saying is, if you're just going to have bread and butter, if you're just treating yourself to a bit of bread and some butter and just bum-bum, you wouldn't have the crust and you wouldn't have the next one. You'd have the next one in.
Yeah.
Now, maybe this person, devil's avocado, maybe this person doesn't want to touch the crust and then the next one, coronavirus and all that, they don't want to touch all the different bits while they get themselves to a nice little soft bit, so they've opened the top and pulled it open. Genius, but very selfish, because how the fuck are you going to now close
keep
up?
That
how are you going to keep that airtight?
Baby, that's not what they were doing.
Okay, what were they
There's
doing?
There's more to this.
What?
Are you ready? As soon as I realised, I immediately had to find out who the culprit was. Then, one of the nurses looked up and said with shame, "It was me. I'm sorry." So at this point, I had to find out her logic. Because, like, what? Why? Why would you open a loaf of bread like that when it has a designated opening place? I agree. Her excuse was that she lived alone and had no children to set an example for. And often does things to bend the rules.
I think that's great.
That's so sad.
I know. I told her I was horrified and it should be against the law.
Good God.
The others in the team agreed it was a bizarre thing to do and were also horrified.
That's her little fuck the man.
That's her
rebellion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just open the top of that and just pull it out because I'm hot as fuck.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. Fuck you, society. Gonna hit me with this pandemic. I'm gonna open my bread from the top.
What an amazing reason. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just don't have any children to set an example for. So now and then I'm just a cunt.
Yeah, just why? Why not? I mean, listen, if you did have any children to set, you'd be giving them that second bit of bread.
Again.
For sure.
ding, 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 friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson does stuff like that quite a lot. He does mad. I know, but he does
Why
mad.
Why can't you go a single episode without mentioning Carl?
He's a good friend of mine, Rosie.
He's a good friend of mine friends. As well, yeah. But I don't need to talk about him every week.
A, stop stealing me friends. B, he does...
I've actually known Carl longer than you have, so don't even dare. Well. He played my brother in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe at St. Wilfrid's.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's really sad that you remember that. Is that in your long-term memory or your short-term memory?
I still don't actually know what that is.
He's the same. He'll do mad little stuff.
Because he hasn't got kids
like,
yet.
Just like a fuck the world. Like now and then he'll just do... Like, didn't I ever tell you about the time he was on the train? So he had a laptop that overheated, right?
Right.
And
this is okayed by his wife.
No, this is fine. Yeah.
Sophie, sorry. Sophie, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, big love, Sophie. This isn't that bad, Sophie. I'm not, you know, like... Do you know, he genuinely did a gig with me. Have I said this before? He did a gig with me the other day and people... He walked on stage. I introduced him on stage and someone in the front row went, not as monkey as I thought. People think he's going to be a big, like, disgust and horrible mess.
No, he's actually quite handsome.
Good looking guy. He's in really good nick. He's like really like fit and like, you know, quite a good physique. Anyway, people just imagine him to be like, I don't know, the littlest hobo. But so he had this laptop that used to overheat, mm-hmm. right? It used to overheat all the time. So if you put it flat on a surface, he could watch like 2 minutes of something he downloaded and it would just turn off because it would overheat.
I had one that did that.
Yeah. So he says he was on a train back from London to Manchester. And he was telling us a story and he went, right, so what I did was I got the glasses that were on the... He had rail cards at the time, so you got like cheap first class. So he got first class. And he got the glasses, the drinking glasses. He went, I got four of the tumblers.
Yeah.
And I put four of them on the table and I put the laptop on top of them.
Yeah.
And he went, and I thought, if the guy comes past and says something about it, I'm going to say this. Right? Mm. And then he told us a story about how the guy came past and bollocked him and he got in a massive fucking argument with this guy. And I went, do you know why you're wrong? Do you know why you know you are wrong? Do you know why you know you're wrong? And he went, why? And I went, because you'd already pre-planned your defense because you knew the guy was going to say something.
Oh, yeah.
And he just looked at us. And I was like, yeah, but he does that. He's the same. He does little fuck you things.
But
just
why
to...
would the guy tell him off for that?
Because it's glass. It's like four glasses and it's a laptop and the train's moving. And what if it sort of moved to the side and the smashed or the slid off the table? Like, I get it. You can't go fucking piling glasses up and balancing electrical equipment.
I just know what he... And because I used to have a laptop that did the same and it was extremely frustrating.
But a laptop that overheated?
Yeah. You know I used to watch a little film on it. Remember one of the DVDs?
Yeah,
started courting.
Right, courting.
And I had to like put my hand underneath it.
That wasn't as bad as Carl's. So Carl's laptop at the time, this was... easily in my whole life one of the most irritating things I've ever had to put up with or be anywhere near. Far more irritating than anything you, Rosie, have ever done.
Great.
So picture this was his laptop, right? It was a black Acer laptop or something it was called, I don't know. Just like a Windows laptop. You know when you get a new phone and you've got the sticker on the screen?
Oh yeah.
You know some people sometimes leave the sticker on and you go on, it gets a bit manky or whatever.
Yeah, I leave mine on for about a week and then I take it off.
This laptop
how long?
Listen, right? It had the sticker across the screen, right? It had the full sticker, the full protective sticker across the screen. No word of a lie, from corner to corner. Imagine you're cutting the screen like a sandwich, like a diagonal sandwich. Half of it was peeled. Swear to God, half of it was peeled up. It had fluff and like manky
Why
stuff on it.
Why didn't he peel the full thing off?
He wouldn't peel the full thing off because it was protecting his
Carl,
screen.
Have a word.
Honestly, it was full on.
That's
like,
disgusting.
Every time he closed the laptop, he had to pull the sticker back down and close it so that the sticker didn't fold over. And sometimes he forgot and it folded over. And I kept going, fucking take it off.
That's
and he's
horrible.
Going, no. And I'm sure, I think if we lived together at the time and he went to the toilet and I took it off and he went ballistic. But it was ridiculous. It was actually ridiculous.
I can see it. I can see it.
Oh, it was hot. It was the most. And I would go, why take that? No, leave it. And he's like, the worst part was, I could see him send an email and sometimes he'd have to like move his head. He'd have to move his head down so he'd see past to the next bit of the screen. It was, I could have killed him.
Maybe he just did it to wind you up.
Honestly,
that's something I would do.
I wanted to pick his laptop up and burn his face with the hot bit.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hiya, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
After listening to the last episode with the lady working in the hotel and not changing the sheets, I have a story and a question for you.
Yes.
Please keep me anonymous.
Always. Always.
Me and my boyfriend went for a dirty night away in Brighton in a hotel and packed up my suitcase with a few toys.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And she's not talking about, you know,
couple of little Paw Patrols.
No.
She's talking about...
Skelectric?
No.
Monopoly?
Absolutely not.
Action Men?
No.
Spider-Man?
No.
G.I. Joe?
Right. You know I'm talking about vibrators and sex toys.
Beg your pardon.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what she's talking about.
Of course she is. A few toys? What do you mean a few toys?
Chris, people aren't like us, babes. We are so vanilla.
When like... did... Sorry. When did a penis become not enough? Eh? When did a penis... Listen to me. When did a penis... Eh? A lovely little fanny and a decent pair of breasts become...
Or two penises and two fannies.
Well, yeah. All of the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not... Come on, don't turn this into...
I'm just trying to be inclusive. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, when did...
Anything that wasn't attached to your body.
Yeah. Just yeah. Why does everyone need...
I'll tell you.
Like a fucking...
I'll tell you.
Like a sniper in a movie. People are getting...
What? 1955. Porn, babes.
Porn. And that was.
I'm just guessing that's when porn
people
came around.
People are fucking going for dirty weekends away and opening suitcases and putting stuff together like a sniper in an action movie.
Yeah.
Fucking putting the lens on and the silencer and just putting everything on and getting ready to put stuff in each other. Pack it in. That's why you all end up in A&E with shit up your ass.
I know.
Sick of yous.
Well, at least these are actually well-designated things rather than just bits of fruit and veg. Do you know what I mean? Like... A random little spoon or something. So, she's packed that suitcase with a few little toys, right? We had our dirty nights.
Great.
And went out for the morning. So I put the toys in a drawer in case the cleaners came in. Why you would put them in a drawer, I'm not sure.
Put them in suitcase. Mingin, fair enough.
We came back after getting some breakfast and a walk along the beach and packed up our stuff. It was only when we were 30 minutes away I remembered putting it all in the drawer.
Jesus.
I had to ring them and say we had left something in our room and they asked to specify what and where. I straight up said an egg and a wand. It was one of those £90 rechargeable ones from Ann Summers. I'm not leaving that there.
Jesus Christ, have you no shame?
But call. Hey.
So I've just left it. It's in the drawer, right side of the bed. Take it out, give it a wipe, stick it in a jiffy bag, post it to us.
Post it to me, please.
Take the batteries out first or they're going to impound it because I think it's a bomb because it'll be vibrating. And the postman will get a fright.
So the lady on the other end of the phone was like, "Ook, I'll go and look."
Jesus.
I don't know what "ook" means. I waited patiently on hold and she came back to say there wasn't anything in there.
Oh.
And the cleaners hadn't found anything either.
Oh.
So instantly, I think the filthy cleaners have stolen me sex toys.
Wow.
Yeah. We get home. I empty out my case to find both the egg and the wand in my shoes, in my case. Thank God.
Fuck
I still don't
sake.
Remember packing them, though. So.
So she just phoned up the
phoned
hotel.
She phoned up for her imaginary sex toys, which were not in the drawer.
Wow.
Like, how... How accessible constantly are your sex toys that you forget where you've put them?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a phone or a remote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how much, yeah. So it's not like a thing. Like, I know what you mean. You should be getting it out and like you know, when Indiana Jones takes the thing off that plinth and puts a fucking little bag of sand there, it's like, oh.
Yes.
She's just got them
I just
all
don't
over the
think
place.
You forget where they are.
Right.
I think especially if you're not in your home environment.
Yeah.
I can imagine it would be, right, I need to know where they are.
Fucking hell.
A little bit like me. I've got a handbag, a posh handbag that I bought a few years ago. Do you remember? Posh handbag. I always know where that is. I keep it in the little bag when I take it away with us.
Yes.
I would never leave that. That's like my sex toy. Listen, we'll be sticking that up your arse next week.
It's going to take a hell of a lot of lube. It's a big, big old thing. Some sharp corners on that. It's good though, because you can just leave the tassel hanging out so you can't lose it.
Oh, so I know where it is. Bit like a tampon string.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, lush.
So that's my thought on that. But she said here, my question for you, what's the worst thing you've left in a hotel?
Have I never told you about what I left in my old flat?
No. Which is this the flat I've been to or a different flat?
This is the flat you keep. So when I was in Manchester.
Manchester.
For six months, I lived on my own in an apartment. And you came to that apartment.
I hated that apartment, sorry.
Great.
No, the bedroom was on the landing at the top of the stairs. It was terrifying.
It was a mezzanine. Cool.
Don't know why you put a bed there.
Cool bachelor pad.
Honestly.
Cool.
Actually, can we just talk about that a second?
Right.
That there is no wonder that you are terrible when it comes to this house and where things should go.
Yeah.
Because you had a bed on a landing.
Yes. Wasn't a landing. It was a mezzanine.
I should never have got involved with you.
Involved.
That was a bedroom. They sold that as a bedroom.
Yeah. It was a 3-bedroom apartment. So it had one bedroom was in like the... Now that I have to say it out loud, it was the penthouse top 2 floors of an apartment block in
Don't get Sale. Excited. It wasn't that exciting.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. It wasn't, but it said penthouse.
Just had massive windows.
Thing.
With monkey blinds.
There were monkey blinds. Actually, it was a bit of a shithole. It's right. So one bedroom was a room behind the mezzanine
Pitch black,
thing.
Didn't have any
windows.
Yeah,
with no windows, which didn't have a bed in it. The bedroom was actually, on the balcony above the living room the open plan kitchen. It was actually quite scary. So I had a bit in one of my tour shows in the Is That Chris Ramsey Show, the one that's on YouTube. Hey, if you're in lockdown, watch it.
You've got a couple. You've got one on Amazon Prime as well.
I've got my Amazon Prime approval needed. That's on there if you want to see that. And yeah, my full first arena show, Is That Chris Ramsey, is on YouTube.
There's a video of me on YouTube doing the cup song, if anybody fancies.
Put that on repeat. A few hours worth. So that's where my sort of fear of big hotel rooms and that came from, I think, that flat that I had. And then there was a bedroom downstairs as well. It was laid out horribly. It was awful. And that was famously, it was the place where both bathrooms were essentially just one off the open plan. So you only, as we were just going out, if you couldn't basically go for a shit, you held a shit.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. I was ill.
However, because it was so strange, I remember going up. So when I...
What did you leave there? Is this what you've left here?
Yeah. So when I was younger... I used to go, when I went on holidays to sort of Spain and stuff with my parents and that, I used to buy like mad shit, like knives and knuckle dusters.
When your mum and dad used to, what?
Yeah.
Knuckle dusters?
Knuckle dusters, knives. Like, you know, can you remember, anyone listening, remember them shops, like on the Costa del Sol and stuff that just sold fucking mad shit? They sold like BB guns. They sold fucking handcuffs. Lord, do you not remember, man? Back in the day in Spain and that on holiday when the shops all just sold fucking knives.
Like, not really, but I do remember the things that I used to buy was like them little coin wallets that you'd put on your wrist. or speaking of wrists, you'd get the thing that you'd slap on your wrist. What are you buying knuckle dusters for, you psycho?
Did you ever have the one, the coin holder that was like a tube of Smarties, but it went round your neck?
Yes.
And you unscrewed
it? Yeah, I had one of them.
Right, well... Back of the shop where they sold all
right.
them.
I'm what are you talking, going there for?
I'm talking where there was knives, fucking swords,
How
guns.
Old were you?
Young. Like, young. Porn playing cards. I never got them. Lighters. My mum and dad used to let us buy lighters.
So weird.
And, like, fucking knives and swords and stuff. I had a sword in my room for years. Get weird. Really, looking at your face now with how shocked you are, Rosie, it is weird.
It is weird. What are you buying? Like, I didn't know what a knuckle duster was until I was, like, 16.
Well, story gets slightly worse because...
What?
I stayed in that flat.
I remember it.
Can you remember it?
It was under your bed.
Right, don't give it away. So, what it was...
So confused.
Have I told this story on the podcast? I don't think I have. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, I'm living...
I don't know this story.
So, I'm living in this apartment and it's a little bit, you know, I'm a top... floor. I'm a bit on my own. I've never lived on my own before. I'm a bit worried. And it's all open plan. A bit nervous. So I went home for the weekend and I remembered like me knuckle duster with a knife attached was at my mum's house. So it was basically a massive like 9-inch knife, but the handle of the knife was also a knuckle duster.
I remember it.
And I remember thinking, just in case anyone breaks into my apartment in Manchester, I'll have that. And I had it down the side of my bed in Manchester.
Get arrested for that.
Well, the weird thing was I left it when I moved out and I had to phone the guy at the estate agents and go, look at me, this is really weird, but there's like a massive fucking knife with a knuckle duster down the side of the bed. It's massively illegal. I don't want it. Can you just like take it to the police station or just fucking get rid of it? And me, I must have worried for easily 6 months that someone was going to murder someone with it and my fingerprints were on it and I was going to get done.
Well, what happened to it?
The people at the estate agents must have just took it to the police station and got rid of it. Crazy.
The reason you've never told me that before is because I would have hit the roof. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you stupid, silly little sausage. I'm sorry, right, but I can't. Hey, what's your mum and dad letting you buy that?
Don't
for?
Hold back on your language. Stupid, silly little sausage. Has Robin just walked in?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, makes me seem so... bloody frigid buying them, you know, them like pink dresses, the fluorescent dresses with the tassels on the bottom and bloody a little kangaroo on. Or a camel. Never went else, did it? That's what we used to buy.
Yeah. Knives, a lot. BB guns, loads. Like under my bed when I was growing up was craziness.
Great. Wow. Living with a psychopath,
guys.
There
was a calendar. There was a naked calendar, ladies with their boobs out. I had that from, I had that from about 10.
Right. He's not going there anymore.
No word of a lie. I had that calendar with ladies with their boobs out from about 10 years old. Knives, lighters. Yeah. It explains a lot about the way I am, really.
It explains everything. Honestly, it explains everything. If we ever do split up after this corona, I'd be like, ask him about that knife, Your Honour.
Your Honour?
Sorry, Mrs. Ramsey, we don't think you're entitled to any of Chris's money. Your Honour, ask him about that knife with the knuckle duster. Where is it now, eh?
Chris's money,
think you'll
Rosie.
Find the biggest drug dealer in Manchester's got it. And that's Chris.
Chris's money, Rosie Me Too has cancelled. The podcast and the book's all I've got. I think you'll find it's our money.
Touché. Welcome. It's nice to have you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
My boyfriend. Hello.
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 I should stop doing that. I get so excited. It's because we're on lockdown. It's because we're on lockdown. People are going, hi, Rosie, Chris. I'm like, hi, yeah.
You think it's somebody else talking to you,
Rosie,
don't you?
I was in
me.
The garden today. I was putting stuff in the shed and I heard a man get out of a car outside and I looked over the wall at him for a bit. It was literally like, oh, stranger from the outside.
That clown.
I was staring at him. He was just looking, thinking, fuck you, dude. I was like, oh.
You should have looked at him and went, oh, get back in the house, you little tinker.
I think he was delivering something.
Was he doing his exercise of the day?
I've never seen this for ages. He had a Bluetooth earpiece on.
Oh.
Like an old, so old, I think school. He was a delivery driver or something. Mm. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello. Come in. Don't go too close. Stay 2 meters away, but stay for a chat. I miss everyone.
Oh. My boyfriend and I have lived together for a few years now, but we don't really spend much time together as he seems to enjoy playing video games a little too much.
Oh.
Is it acceptable for a 30-year-old man to spend at least 10 hours a day, most weekends, on his computer? And every evening during the working week.
Whoa.
10 hours a day on a weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. This often means that we only see each other / speak for an hour or so a day. He's always loved playing video games, but he is not 15 or 20 anymore. And as we grow up, we have all had to amend our lifestyles a little and focus a bit more on our responsibilities and relationships. What do you think? This is genuinely serious and I feel really sorry for her. It makes me feel very lonely most of the time and it feels like we are just housemates rather than a couple.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh. God love you. That's far too much. That's a lot of crass.
Like, a lot of crass. I want to make jokes and I want to say lucky sod getting to play on his computer and blah, 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 but... yeah, that's a bit much, like.
Listen, let's peel this back, okay?
Yeah.
From our own experience. You love computer games, and I genuinely found it really strange when we first got together.
Yeah.
I was like, I've married a tall 10-year-old boy. And not that tall, actually. But...
great.
Like, I came to realise that's actually what you enjoyed, like, doing.
Yeah.
You know, I like doing weird stuff as well.
Yeah.
Not...
I mean, the shit you watch... on your app.
Well, literally, yeah, I watch Real Housewives.
Again, honestly, I'm sorry to deliver go over it again.
Why?
But I was in the other room doing Lego yesterday, right? And you were watching your iPad and it was just people fucking screaming at each other.
Does it not turn you on when they bleep it out though?
No.
You fuck, like you bleep, right? I'm going to say
this is not going to work. I'm going to tell you right
you
now.
You fucking
bitching
motherfucker.
No,
right,
no.
Okay, and you beep it. Ready?
God.
You fat bitchin' ma!
No, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. That was a fucking disaster from day one.
I love
just
it,
people
mate.
Screaming at each other. But yeah, can you remember? Can you not remember, Rosie, when you fell pregnant, when we lived in the other house, you fell pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and I genuinely one night said to you, will I still be able to play on my PlayStation when we have a kid? And you went ballistic.
Was that the same night that you said, are you going to love the baby more than me?
Possibly. We haven't talked about that.
No, we haven't talked about that at all. I've seen your face drop when I mentioned it there. Yeah, we had that conversation. You don't think you cried, but you were close to it. Very much of the, oh, you're going to love the baby. More than me? What was my answer?
Yes. The answer was yes. And now that, yeah, and it's weird because as a juvenile man, I do now realise that that is the crack.
I don't think you're alone in that. I know a lot of men who've said that.
Really?
Yeah. And do you know what really upsets me?
What?
It's the partners who go, no, never. But yeah. Yes, no, you are.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
You absolutely are going to love your baby.
Same for me as well, yeah.
Yeah.
I get full-on guilt if I play on my computer now. I can't do it for very long. Plus, I get mad anxiety when I'm on it as well. If I'm on like a hard bit, when I was younger, I sound like an old man here. I used to be able to just like persevere, and I was really good on it. But I'm like properly shit on most games now.
It's intense, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot with everything going on. I don't know. I'm just fucking too busy.
Well, yeah.
Ten hours a day. What does he do?
As an adult. Well, that's his weekend, though, isn't it?
Fuck
but
sure,
these live together as well. That's
horrendous.
A strange thing.
Sorry, I don't mean to be.
No, I think there's certain things that you can put your foot down with.
Yeah, that's
be like,
crazy.
Look, have a couple of hours on a weekend, but not the full day. 10 hours a day? That's like, that's
every
more
night
than
during
a job.
The week. Every night during the week
oh,
as well.
No, not be having that.
Christ.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. So, I'd been at my mum's and we had been talking about digging out the old videos of me and my brother when we were little and getting them put on DVD, because who has a video player anymore?
Mm.
Really, my nana does, but that's about it. Anyway, she's useless and kept forgetting to dig them out for me. So the next month or so, I was going to visit my dad. For a bit of background information, my mum and dad split up a long time ago and my dad moved quite far away, so we don't have the most comfortable relationship in the first place.
Oh.
It's a little awkward. Anyway, while I was visiting, I thought I'd ask if he had copies of the video that we could get put on DVD. Since splitting with my mum, my dad has remarried and has two kids, so he dug out two tiny tapes for me and said, I'm not sure what's on them, but it will either be you and your brother or your sisters. But either way, be nice to get them put on DVD.
Great.
Wonderful.
Might not be your memories, but can you still do that DVD
yeah,
thing with them anyway? Thanks,
why not?
Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So when I got home, I took the tapes to the shop to get them put on DVD. I paid 40 quid for them.
Hold on.
Mm.
I think I know where this is going.
You might have... Is
oh,
that
God.
The penny dropped?
The penny has just dropped.
We'll
I
see.
Think, oh, no.
You never know with this, Chris. You think, you're thinking this
oh,
might not be this.
Okay, go on.
We'll see. I waited 2 weeks and collected the DVDs. I got home and I went to put them on and said to my boyfriend, come see how cute I was. He was just making the tea at the time, so I put the first disc on. All the videos from when we were younger had random bits of TV recordings on. So the first thing to come up was a 5-minute recording of The Weakest Link. So I was like, oh, hello, Anne. I love The Weakest Link.
Excellent.
You
loved
are
it.
The Weakest Link.
Great show.
Goodbye.
Great
Wink.
Show. Do you know, apparently she used to go into the green room beforehand and say to them all, hi, have a great show, everyone. I'm Anne, blah, blah, blah. This is the last time you see a smile. And then she'd go out and be a total bitch.
Oh, no. And your little
great.
Dick.
Great. Absolutely great. Absolutely great.
Anyway, next scene. My dad appeared, zoomed in right on his face with his long hair. And I just sat going, oh, look at him with his mullet. Then it zoomed out a little and he began jokingly taking his shirt off and humming a weird little strip tune. I was like, okay, weird. Let's fast forward that. It just seemed like an innocent daft recording at this point.
Oh, fucking hell.
So I skipped to the next scene.
Oh, God.
There it was. My dad and my stepmom at it like rabbits.
Fucking yes. I knew that's where it was
is that
going.
Where?
I knew it. Come on.
I chucked the remote and started screaming and ran to the kitchen to tell my boyfriend, but actually just couldn't stop and find the words. We had a mouse problem at the time and he thought I'd seen a mouse, so ran to the bedroom to get rid of it. Sure enough, when he came out, his face was an absolute picture.
Oh, my.
So he's
word.
Thought she's seen a mouse and he's run upstairs and instead he's seen
oh,
her
yeah.
dad. And our stepma.
Different mouse going into a different hole. Eh?
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
The mouse is here.
Ooh.
No.
Cat's anus.
Oh, hey.
Tight.
That's fantastic. Mm. I mean, at least it was our stepmom and not our actual mom.
Very true.
But still our actual dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to carry on as well.
Oh,
well, she had a second disc, didn't she? And she thought, she left it a little while.
Yeah.
She snapped that other one up. She left
great.
It a little while and she thought,
very unfair.
Surely.
Our dad wanted that, but carry on.
Well, yeah. And she said, surely you can't have sent us two discs. Gives
right.
us two discs with porn.
Right.
He did. He did. So the other one also had Anne Robinson on.
Great.
and
great
pure booking.
So do you think they watched, recorded the Weakest Link, watched the record of the Weakest Link, rewound, pressed play and recorded the camera, and then started?
I'm not sure. Maybe that was their aphrodisiac.
That's just fantastic.
You never know.
I mean, what did the people at the place? Why did the people at the place not say anything?
They might get it a lot.
Hello, can you turn this old family VHS porn onto a digital copy for me? Because I haven't seen my old self booking for a while.
Might just want to. He did ask for it back. Memories.
He asked for the tapes back.
She didn't mention it for a long time, and then he asked for it back. And she told her mum about it, who had a good old laugh about it, because her mum and dad aren't together.
Fantastic.
And her mum actually said, her mum was about to go on holiday, and she said before she left, don't worry, I'm not going to take the GoPro.
Wow.
So I thought that was quite funny.
Wow.
So yeah, the dad asked for it back, and she got a £40 back off the dad, because he just said, you're a dirty minger, can I have it back?
Can you imagine, in like years to come, right, years and years and years. So we've gone VHS, then we've gone DVD, right? And now we're all like, now we're basically hard drive, flash drive and streaming.
Yeah.
Can you imagine in years to come when it's like, you know, like just beams.
Minority Report.
Beams it straight into your head. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine like the same thing, but like, yeah, like us going to our grandkids. Can you go and get this USB stick? Remember these? Massive, innit? Size of this. Can you go and get this USB stick? I've got my old videos on there. Can you get the USB stick? Can you get this turned into, beamed into your head images? And it's, you'd imagine like your dad porn beamed onto your retinas.
Oh, hey. Right, okay, let's have a little conversation about this, right? I don't understand the whole filming yourself having sex.
Nah, never known it.
You know?
Never known it. Rosie, I don't watch me stand-up back.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So
I'm watching that back.
I don't understand how you would watch yourself back. But obviously it does turn people on because people do it. But I don't understand how watching it back, you could be like, look at me. Look at me. Oh, hey. Oh, look at me.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get all these together. I hate that, these are all on separate files. I'm going to make a greatest hits compilation.
Oh, hey.
Compilation. Now.
Listen.
Oh,
might not be on tour, baby. Bless you. 10 a.m., baby. Oh. But you're still cracking out them jokes.
Rosie, that's a very well-known phrase on porn sites.
So oh, is it?
Just, oh, you're so
what, oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought you'd just done it.
No,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
shit,
no.
The bed. Oh, well, need to intake more porn, clearly.
I could have took credit for that, but the perverts listening would all call me out on Friday on Twitter. So there's
compilation. What do you mean? Is it a
compilation? Yeah, it's a compilation. So it would be like, it's a compilation, but in porn they call it a compilation.
That's quite good for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Oh. Hey, the comments on porn videos are some of the most fantastic comments in the world. Oh, just great. Just great. I love hilarious comments on the back. Some people sell shit. People like sell things like it's fucking Gumtree.
Well, I mean, people will advertise anyway.
Hey, sex sells.
Compilation. Hey, well done.
I honestly think, right, I think, you know, I don't know, I think if I videoed myself having sex, I think I'd be so embarrassed. You know, when you're finished having sex, you're always a bit embarrassed about whatever's happened. You know, if you've gone a bit too far. You know, if it's been like a bit like, wah, and then you're like, oh, goodness, man, I got carried away there.
Yeah.
I would literally just stand up and just fucking erase the camera straight away.
I just wouldn't want to watch it.
Nah.
It's people who do it, like the amateur home videos, compilations, and they're like looking at the camera and that, and you're like, oh, who are you? Absolutely. You would suck yourself off if you could.
Hey, we all would.
Some have tried, haven't you, Chris?
Still got a bad back.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I originally wanted to share this with you guys because I was sad that you didn't work in an office and you don't get these gems.
Oh,
but now none of us work in an office, so this is for everyone at home working.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
So, a girl comes in complaining to, this is obviously to her work, I don't know if it's man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
A girl comes in complaining that she has stomach cramps. This goes on a few days and no one really bothers that much with her because she is a massive oversharer.
Great.
She's also banging on about how she thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her. This is where I take more interest.
Can I just interrupt you for a moment and say, do you know, my mom used to work with someone who would... if she came in claiming she was ill, on a day when she claimed she was ill, she wouldn't put any makeup on.
Yes, your mum's told me about that. Very funny.
So, like, she'd normally come in full of makeup, and then someday she'd come in going, I don't feel well. And everyone would go, you look terrible. And my mum says she'd be sitting there, she's got no fucking makeup on.
She's just got any coverage on. No matter, will. Take her temperature.
Oh, I love officers. Go on, then.
Okay, so She thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her. This is where I take more interest. Ooh. She's incredibly dramatic, and she tells me she has a method to detect his potential cheating. Oh. She sniffs his dick every time he comes home.
I mean, what is she, a fucking golden retriever?
Full on sniffs his dick. But
that's
Chris.
Sorry.
Can you imagine being in a relationship? Like, every time they come through the door, hello, darling, had a nice day at work. Get your dick out. Let's have a little sniff. Yep, well done.
What you trying to sniff?
Check. In case he's cheating on her.
But what's he what do you mean?
Well, listen, you're buttoning. You ready? Butter. She says she will be able to smell the fanny juice. Someone else's fanny juice.
This is, no, what,
and
nah,
her suspicions will be confirmed.
Bollocks.
Chris, I've met people like this. Don't
no
even.
No way.
This is
right,
100%
I thought you meant she'd be able to smell if he just cleaned his dick.
No, so she's saying that every time he comes in, she smells his
peignoir. This is horrible.
Right?
This is right. How does she do it? Does she go, right, trousers down, let's have a sniff? Or does she somehow like start trying to have sex with him, then have a little sniff and go, that's fine, and then just...
I think she just does the full on...
Get your dick out, let her sniff it.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, man.
Yeah. Are you ready
Again,
for the rest?
What's wrong with people?
This goes on a few days, and she informs us all that all is clean, but she still has these stomach pains.
I'm going to have to interject again. We're wondering why there's a fucking pandemic. People are sniffing people's dicks when they walk through the door, man. We're wondering why. You tell everyone to wash their hands, and the fucking whole fucking world sells out of soap because no one was doing it.
Because they're all monkey bastards, Chris. Why do you think? Can you believe the whole world ran out of soap? Like, did you not have any soap in the first place?
No one.
We didn't have to go buy soap, did we, Chris? No.
Loads of fucking
soap.
We
got fucking soap. Oh, yeah, man.
People are...
But yeah, we're not sniffing dicks.
Like, but what, in what world does he walk in? And she, what, like, what happened the first time she said, let us smell your dick? What happened the first... I mean, have you been smoking? You've been smoking? Come here, let us smell your breath? Oh, okay, no problem. Have you been cheating? Come here, let us smell your dick? Sorry, what?
Listen, you've just brought a memory up.
Right.
Because I used to
long-term or short-term?
Long-term.
Right, okay, good.
I used to secretly smoke at school.
Yeah.
And my mum hates smoking, right? Mm. And so I used to have a secret tab after school, right? I'd
Nobody
walk home.
Knows it. She has a secret tab and she smokes it only for you. Nobody knows it.
I'd have a secret tab, right?
Yeah.
Don't be tight on the white, all that kind of stuff.
Sorry?
Don't be tight on the white.
What's that?
It's just it's a tab reference.
Sorry?
So, you know cigarettes?
Yeah.
How they've got the white paper with the tobacco in?
Yes.
You'd go, don't be tight on the white, because you'd be sharing a cigarette with someone. Tight on the white, so leave us enough.
Oh. Oh. That is one of the worst things.
Be tight on the white.
That's so you'd be smoking with some other fucking degenerate. And instead of saying... Don't smoke a lot, mate. Can I have some? You go, don't be tight on the white. Honestly, I rescued you from a life of squalor.
Oh, if somebody smoked up a cigarette, you just go, leave us yours. This was old school.
Right, well,
this
I remember.
Lingo.
The one
90s
thing I remember,
lingo.
I remember if someone had a can of pop, mm-hmm. you would go, Ebbs on that.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ebbs on that, and it meant that meant you got the end, right?
Yeah.
But
or
then take your mates.
Take your mates,
yeah.
If somebody
so
left
if
a
someone,
bit of stuff
if someone
around
had a drink and left it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. You were quite, you know, you used to drink lots of pop. I didn't drink pop. I smoked tabs.
Don't be tight on the white.
Anyway, it was actually deemed to be tight on the white. But anyway.
Don't be tight.
I tried a non-Geordie. I indented it up there.
Yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
be tight on the white. Yeah. So. What would happen was my mum hated smoking and she got wise that I was smoking, right? Even though I used to deny it profusely. Uh-huh. So what would happen was at the bottom of our street, so there was like two cuts. I lived on a main road. There was two cuts before you got to my little block of street of houses. Yeah. Somebody had a garlic plant in their garden.
Right.
So every day after school, I used to get the garlic leaves, like fresh garlic, and I would rub them on my fingers and I would eat a bit. And then I'd get home and my mum would be like, smell your breath. And I'd go, and she'd smell my fingers and it smelled like garlic.
Brilliant.
And 10 years later, she said, yeah, I knew that you were smoking. And you just stunk of garlic and I never knew why.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Rosie, come here. Rosie, smell your fingers. You've been cooking Italian food again? You have? Garlic. You mean pizza and pasta again?
Hang on, Rosie. I thought you took woodwork. So, do you want to hear the rest of this?
Absolutely.
She's still got the stomach pains.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably all that fucking dick odor.
Possibly.
Boffing on the knob. Fucking glue
Mate,
sniffer.
You've used the word now. It's in here.
Yeah.
She goes to the doctor, who confirms that the stomach pains are a result of waste in the vagina. She goes home, does the mandatory sniff test, and then explains the diagnosis to her boyfriend. Okay. He puts his head in his hands and admits that it's possibly his fault, as he has been sleeping with someone else. She is confused, as he has passed all the sniff tests.
But he passed the 12-point scientifically proven sniff test?
He admits that after he has had sex with this girl, he washes his dick on the way home in a puddle. And that's how you get waste in your vagina.
Waste. What do you mean waste?
So waste, like
dirt.
Just dirt and grit and stuff.
He washes
it in a puddle.
I'm sorry. I can't think here.
But listen,
I can't get my head around this.
I had desperate times. Do you think I wanted to rub my hands with garlic?
There mustn't have been a garlic plant on his way home.
If only.
I'd have wrapped that round his knot.
If only he'd lived on King George Road.
Sorry. I can't have this.
Yeah.
I can't believe. No. There's no. Washes his dick in a puddle.
Yeah.
No. What is he, a fucking stray dog? No.
I don't even think a dog would do that,
no.
Chris.
No. This is. No.
Well. But
I
this
can't
is,
have it.
I'm not being funny, right? Why can't you... His girlfriend sniffs his dick every time he comes in the house. Do you think this is the kind of couple
but
that...
But did you not go like... Smells like outside, that. You know when it's been raining and you can smell it on someone?
I think she was
someone.
Just... She was no, only smelling. Not... She was only smelling for Fanny. That's
can't believe
she was
this.
Smelling.
I can't believe... So she must have just thought you're the worst... Sorry. I can't live in a world where this has happened. I can't live in a world where someone's washing his dick in a puddle.
I know.
In a puddle.
No wonder.
Go
no
to a
wonder
service station. Go to a pub. Go to a restaurant. I mean, don't go to any of them. Don't wash your dick anywhere. But
stop cheating on your girlfriend.
Well, okay then. Fair enough. But look.
You're worried about where he's washing his dick.
Listen, I don't know where that's where my brain went. Buy some fucking baby wipes.
Use a condom.
No, then your dick will smell a condom.
Oh, they have got a very, very apparent smell. I know. It's lovely though, isn't it?
Honestly, I feel like...
Poor Ben.
I feel like I've just woken up from a dream. Washed his dick in a puddle. There's no way real.
Are you imagining like the most disgusting puddles?
Well, where is he? Where's he doing that? Right. Is the fucking cars going past?
How is he getting away with that in the summer?
Yeah.
No puddles.
I don't think this is true. I think this is an urban legend or something. This is terrible.
It's wrote very well. It felt real when I was reading it. I hope it's not an urban legend.
That's like an internet version of how like serial killers who are well spoken and dress in suits get away with murders. It's very well written.
It was.
Fuck me.
But anyway.
He washes his dick in a puddle.
Yeah.
Where's the puddle? Is the cars going past?
Imagine
standing at a bus stop and some guy comes past and washes his dick in the puddle in front of the bus stop.
Chris, I was once stuck in a traffic jam. There'd been floods in Newcastle. I was stuck in a traffic jam for 7 hours. Mm. A woman walked past really intoxicated and she shit herself. And she had poo all the way down her white tracksuit. So yes, I can imagine someone washing their dick in a puddle.
Have you been outside recently? I found that completely shocking until the words white tracksuit.
She had a white tracksuit on. It was horrific. She was sat on a seat, sat on the bench, right? This is why I don't sit on park benches very often, right? She sat on a park bench. The traffic jam was horrific. I was stuck in it for 7 hours. And she was like shouting at someone across the street. And then she stood up and I was like, she is mortal. She was walking along. She had shit all the way down her arse in a white tracksuit. And I was like, that's not good luck.
Wow.
So yeah, I can't imagine someone washing their dick in a puddle.
And no wonder why there's a pandemic.
Exactly.
People are washing
their
dicks
in puddles.
This is
what she said. This is what she said. She said, wash your hands at the
wash
end. She was like, no wonder.
Wash your hands. Not in a puddle either. God.
I know. So, you're welcome.
Oh, I feel sad. feel sad. I feel cold. I feel scared. I feel let down.
Do you want to go mush your dick?
Yeah, but it doesn't rain for days.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Fellow Smaz and Daz, we have come to the end of the podcast. But from us, we love you from the bottom of our hearts.
We do indeed.
Came out wrong. I've had 3 glasses of wine. We're going to get through this. We're going to get you through this. It's all good.
We are going to get through it, guys. It's unprecedented. It's an absolutely ridiculous, mad time we're living through. But if we all just stay in the house, stay away from each other, stop spreading it, and, you know, hopefully we'll look back on this one day. Hopefully we'll be, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be sitting with you guys in September on the tour, talking about how fucking nuts this whole thing was. Please, if you want to get in touch, please, please, please do get in touch with anything at shagmountainoid@gmail.com. We love that you're enjoying the show. We love that you're listening. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.